Disaster.
So we're excited to hear, how will your hotel stay be different? How will going to a casino, how the heck are they going to get around that? How will it be different? Joining us on the line this morning is Henry Basil Hearn. He is the PR and communications manager at Times Square Casino. Henry, goeiemôre.
Good morning, guys. Good to see you guys again. How are you doing?
I've never called you Henry Basil. I did not know it was your full name. Ik heb je altijd in de Henry genoemd. Je never corrected me. So I'm just going to keep calling you Henry.
I was just being fine.
Listen, we miss you guys. We miss you guys terribly. Ek onthou net soos gister gewees wat ons daar lekker ontbyt gehad het na ons groot oggend op Valentynsdag, and we had so many plans and we were so excited about the year, and then of course all this lockdown happened. So it must have been devastating for your industry, right?
Ja, Martin, it was a moeilijke tijd for ons. I mean, it was a time that we really, we had to close everything at a drop of a hat. And I think one of the worst things was to actually, when the lockdown was extended, we realized it's not going to be just for 3 weeks. Because if you know you're closing for 3 weeks, that's fine. You can work towards that. But when it was an indefinite close, it really hit home, So our industry has been hit tremendously hard. I think it's probably the hardest hit industry of all the sectors.
Sure.
And we're just very, very excited to go back to work. We're very fortunate and happy to be able to go and serve guests again, to be able to create lasting memories for all our customers.
So you are in preparation. I mean, you guys are kind of preparing yourselves to open again, obviously. So I'm guessing like this weekend, for instance, you started stocking up again and getting the systems going again and all that.
Absolutely. After this call, I'm actually going back into the office. We've been going back to the office, the management team since last week already, making sure everything's ready, making sure our COVID-19 operational plans are in place, stocking up everything, cleaning everything, making sure that, because when you close a property for 3 months, we've had maintenance teams going regularly and our surveillance teams are there, but, it's like almost like you're reopening the place again.
I know.
It's a lot of work still to do, but we're very excited to open.
All right, let's start with casinos. How are casinos going to look different and operate differently?
Look, Martin, so one of the first things that we are going to do is, before you even come to Times Square, you'll be required to fill in an online survey on our website.
Okay.
It's basically like a medical screening questionnaire.
Okay.
That will basically give you the red or green light, So we'll ask you a couple of medical questions. Have you been in touch with anyone that's got COVID-19? How are you feeling? How's your general health? And if you get that green light, then you are allowed to come to the property. When you come to Times Square Casino, you will be screened at the entrance. Your temperature will be taken, and you'll do another questionnaire to make sure that you are safe and that you can enter. From a casino perspective, we'll be having, obviously, the hand sanitizers will be placed in all the areas. We've put glass balustrades between every single slot machine, and we've also switched off every single slot machine. So there's an automatic 1.5 distance between you and the person next to you, because we're not having machines next to each other.
Mm.
We've put glass balustrades between every single seat at our tables and our roulette and blackjack tables. We've removed a couple of the chairs as well, so there's only a maximum amount of number of people playing. We've got a disinfected chip system where we constantly disinfect and clean all our casino chips. We also give to our customers a hand sanitizer bottle, which they can also sanitize their own casino chips and their money and et cetera. So there's a lot of these sort of things we've been doing. Obviously, the face mask is something that you will need to have when you come into the property. We'll have some additional ones people tend to forget these things when they come out. So we've got that in place. We're basically going to operate between 30 and 50% of the normal casino capacity, just to make sure that social distancing is adhered to at all times.
Okay. And if you win a jackpot, you must just celebrate quietly. Don't spit. Don't spray.
Yeah.
Don't high five.
Yeah. Don't touch.
Don't hug. Because, you would.
Yeah, we're expecting a lot of jackpots, so we'll just make sure that we manage that in a way that, we'll be like a Bluetooth high five and that sort of thing.
I feel for you guys, because not only did you have the loss of income over the 3 months of lockdown, now you have to spend all this extra money. I mean, imagine now putting up glass partitioning between every single player, and oh my goodness, it's just, and people walking around sanitizer, but it sounds like you're prepared. Let's quickly talk hotels. How is your hotel stay gonna look and operate differently?
The hotel was quite an interesting one, because we see the hotel as an integral part of the business. So firstly, when you come, you'll do the same screening process when you want to check into your room.
Yeah.
We will not have any Fortis Touch hand luggage anymore. So if you come with your hand luggage, it's only upon request that our Fortis will be touching your luggage, and it will be a compulsory sanitizing of the handles and the bars first. Mm. So before any of our staff touches your luggage, you will have to sanitize that piece of luggage first. When you get into your room, you'll find some things are different. The high touch items that's usually in a hotel room, like the magazines, the newspapers, the directory of services, even the flowers.
The remote control.
So even we've removed all of those, even the remote control. So the remote control still stays, but we've implemented a very clever system where you basically just download an app off our Wi-Fi. You sync it with your phone via a QR code on the TV screen, and your cell phone becomes your remote control. So you don't even have to touch the remote that's in the room. You can basically have your mobile device can be your remote. We're deep cleaning every single room after every stay. We're making sure that if a guest stays more than one night, we will not be doing any turn down services. So we'll make sure that there's minimal interaction between the guest and our cleaning staff. It's only upon request that we'll come and turn your room, for an evening turn down. These sort of things we had to do to just make sure that there's minimal risk. And then after every stay, we completely disinfect and sanitize the rooms, especially the high touch areas, the taps, the handles, or the doors, those sort of things. So we make sure that those things are completely, deep clean. Mm. And what we'll do is after a guest stays in a room, we'll keep that room unoccupied for about 24 hours just to make sure that there's no contamination. And then from there on, our guys will go in. Yeah, so it is a bit of a logistical one, but we've got a very clever team that's making sure that if you come stay in your room, you check out 24 hours later, the next person will go and clean the room, and then after
Available. Okay, the ultimate question. Room service.
Yes. So room service we will still be able to do, but it will be on a limited service. So we'll leave your tray outside your door. We won't come in and present it to yourself. Breakfast will also look a bit differently. We won't be doing a full buffet breakfast. We'll turn into an a la carte style. We'll have prepackaged meals for those who want to grab a bite and go, but there won't be the full massive hotel spread that we all used to. We won't have that for the unforeseeable future. So we're making all of these plans in place. So hotel stays will look a bit different, but I'm sure that the experience and the love you'll still receive from us just from a distance.
I've seen your top suite there at Times Square Casino. It's rather lovely, palatable. And I, the selfless kind of person I am, I will offer to take it for a bit of a test drive if you want. just to check.
You're more than welcome to. But I think we definitely need to include Liesl, and we can't let just yourself.
No, we can.
You are correct, but different rooms and far away from each other because
Do you know what? I'll be a paying client. Thank you very much. In this time, we need to support the businesses.
Switch off her mic. Mute her there.
So, Alma will go and spend some time at the casino.
Yes.
And then you will send me a WhatsApp if you win. And then we'll take it from there.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
I might let you up to the 20th floor.
Well played, Alma. Thank you.
Henry, thanks for the catch-up. Appreciate it. And we miss you a whole lot. And we hope we see you real, real soon. And that everybody will be responsible, obviously, at the same time, but will come and support you as much as they can. All right.
Thanks,
Henry.
Thank you very much, Martin. Thank you, everyone. Looking forward to seeing you all back at Times Square.
Cool, man. Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh man, Henry there from Times Square Casino, and of course that beautiful hotel of theirs.
My heart's broken for the breakfast, eh? Because a hotel spread,
Diesel.
Especially at any sun place, it's just there's just too much of everything, and it's just pretty. And
there's no nice way of saying this, but like for instance, Palace of Lost City.
Yes.
If you were thinking, and I know you were, of inviting me through again.
Why do you keep saying me?
Also because, and I'm saying, until your breakfast buffet is up and running.
Yeah, send us a message for later.
It's going to have to be, for later, unfortunately. But listen, they've got to do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear that again, we'll put it up for podcast download free on jacarandafm.com. Can't wait to get out there again. Nice hotel stay. Huh?
Chagrin FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Your show is awesome. Yeah. I listen to it every single day. Yeah.